Welcome to Calvary United Methodist Church. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord, to praise God's name and to witness to our faith. Let us rejoice so loudly that the rooftops come open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Especially for our guests, I want to appreciate you and thank you for being among us this morning. We are grateful to you for being here and being among us. There are some other things I'm supposed to say, but right off the top of my head, I don't remember what they are. Except we are having a potluck following this service, and I hope you will stay for that. Bob's got his hand up. So, Bob, what is it? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bob. He's on top of things. We know that you are aware of people on your pew that you sit in, either next to you or in front or behind you, that maybe you haven't seen in a week or two. You need to let us know or call them yourself. Call and find out what is happening. Maybe there's something wrong that we need to know about and follow up on. But it would really help us if you could give me that information. It would be helpful to write it down for me. As you see, I have holes in my memory. But at any rate, we want your help with that. That would be very appreciated. We thank you so much. And you're going to hear more about a style show and about the fifth Sunday offering and back-to-school gifts for the children's home and W.E. Cherry. We have a lot of things coming up, but we will begin this service of worship this morning with Passing the Peace Amen. Of Christ.
Thank you, George. That was beautiful. So George has stopped playing the piano, so that's my cue to start talking, okay? Well, I don't know about you, but I wish every day was Sunday. Hasn't this been wonderful to start your week off passing the peace and being in God's house with all our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I just wish every day was Sunday. Well, welcome and good morning. My name is Robin Stowers, and I will be your liturgist for today. And it is Fifth Sunday, and we do have lots of wonderful things going on. So first, I'm just going to draw your attention to the back of your bulletins. And we have everything there that you need to know for the week. Tomorrow starts a new month, August already. Woo! 4 months till, 4.5 months till Christmas. Anyway, so all our meetings for the beginning of the month are on here. And so if you're a part of this or just want to come and see what's going on, everyone is invited to attend these meetings. And let's see, we all know that it's smelling good in here because all of us have brought something yummy to eat. So it's Fifth Sunday. And I was so excited. I walked down the hallway and there is a sign-up sheet. And we have got 9 children already signed up for the style show, which is next Saturday. I hope you guys have seen these beautiful flyers that have been taped up all around. That is going to happen next Saturday, August 6th, Back to School Kids Style Show, and it's going to be a red carpet event. I'm telling you, it really is. There's going to be red carpet. There's going to be boys and girls in their favorite outfit that they're probably going to want to wear the first day of school, and their backpacks and their shoes, and I'm going to tell you who they are and what school they go to and what their hobbies are, and I'm just so excited. The children are just, what an exciting thing. I think that's pretty cool. Of course, I like fashion, so. Anyway, okay, so we got that going on Saturday. Yes, Barbara? You need cookies. I was thinking about bringing Rice Krispie treats. How's that? Will that work? Okay, all right. Okay. You go, girl. I like that. That's good. That's good. Very good. Yes. Now, it'll all come together. We will get that pounded out tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock as the Children's Ministries meeting. Okay. It is Fifth Sunday. Miss Betty. Okay. Gift cards for, well, actually, you have envelopes in your bulletin. So if you prayerfully will consider putting a little something in there. That would be greatly appreciated. But as far as back to school goes, gift cards for the children's home school supplies will be collected until August 16th. Betty spoke about this last week. They really like getting the gift cards because then they can get what they need. Cards can be from Walmart or Target, and they can be for any amount. Anything is appreciated. So just put them in the collection plate or turn them into an usher or to Betty Kuhn, and we thank you very much in advance. Okay. Is that it? Is there any more announcements? I have a question. How did the indoor garage and bake sale go yesterday? Who can tell me about that?
I can tell you about Great. That. Yes, the indoor yarn sale and bake sale was very successful, and I want to thank everybody who worked so hard. Jean Story's Sunday school class organized it, but there were a lot of helpers, and I am appreciative to all of you. And our hard work paid off. Between the bake sale and the yard sale, we raised over $1,600. Everybody had a good time, and we did good work yesterday. Thank you to everyone.
Well, thanks be to God for that. You know, we may be small in numbers, but I'm telling you, we have mighty hands through the work of the Lord. I am so thankful and grateful for the people in this church who come together and do things when it's necessary, and that's just wonderful. Okay, if there's no more announcements, if you would turn in your bulletins to our opening words. We have one life, a gift from God.
May we live this life for God by loving others.
Turn away from temptations of wealth and power.
Turn away from the foolishness of this world.
Come into this time of worship, turning your focus onto God.
May we seek forgiveness, do justice, and love our neighbor as ourselves.
Come, now is the time to worship.
Come, now is the time for us to give thanks and praise to God.
Amen.
If you would stand and turn in your hymnals to page 140, we'll sing Great is Thy Faithfulness. Turn to 888 in your hymnals. We'll have our affirmation of faith. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved.
Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and to Paul. Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit.
right. How's everybody doing today? Good. We have something special to do for you today because we had three of our own children and young people go to camp this week. We had Bradley, who went to camp. We had Megan, who went to camp. And John, where's John? Is John? John didn't stay. He's with grandmother and granddaddy. Well, John went to camp too. And so I wonder if Megan and Bradley could say something about their camp experience. Whatever you would like to say. Bradley, can you stand up and use this microphone? I bet you can tell us. Now you have to hold it to your mouth. Closer.
Like this?
Like that. There you go.
Most of the time we learned about God, but we fit in different skills, and my three skills were water games, outdoor games, and Gaga ball.
Oh, okay. Gaga ball.
And I lost my voice during praise time because me and this kid named Luke were elected most likely to rock the hardest. And the counselors, every day after praise time, they had us change our shirts because they said we couldn't go to our dinner with soaking wet shirts.
Well, I'm so proud of you, and I think that you would be able to teach us some outdoor games now, wouldn't you? And you'd have to teach us what was that third thing? Gaga ball. That's awesome. Okay. That's pretty cool. Well, we will have to learn that from you, Bradley. That'll be a lot of fun. Now, Megan, do you want to come and you want to say something about your experience at camp?
Well, I did a lot of stuff at camp. And I went 4 years to camp, and I learned, the first year I went, I learned more about God, and I met all new friends this year, and I did high ropes, and I did rock climbing, and I did creative worship and crafts.
All right.
And I met a new camper, and I met my new counselor and my old counselors, and I had fun.
All right. Thank you, Megan. Now, we're going to give John a chance when he's available. We're going to give John a chance to tell us about his experience at camp, too. Have any of you ever been to church camp before? Okay, of course Bradley has and Megan has. But you know what? We might be able to help send you to church camp. If you would like to go when you get old enough, we will help you go to camp. How many of you would like to do that? Would it be fun? Okay, some of you would like to. Very good. Oh, all of you raised your hands back here. Yep. Camp is fun. Camp is definitely fun. Let's thank God for this wonderful opportunity and bow our heads in prayer. We do thank you, O God, that these children returned home to us safely, that they had a blessed week learning about you and about their relationship with others and making new friends for Christ. All of this we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's get some candy for you. All right. We continue to worship God this morning with the giving of our gifts, our tithes, and offerings. If I could invite the ushers to come forward to wait upon us. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, all that we are and all that we have comes from you. And in our giving, we honor you and the kingdom, the promised kingdom on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Desire lifted up.
speaking of singing, they sing their hearts out, and I thank them for it. You may have heard already that Pastor Luis Ordonez passed away on Friday after a brief illness, which caused him to his heart and kidneys to both fail. And he is now, of course, you know, with his wife Cora, who predeceased him by about 6 months. It is a great loss to me and to us here at Calvary for this great man of God. I want us to lift up other prayers this morning, and I invite you in these moments to close your eyes and bow your head and take some deep breaths and feel the Spirit of God as God touches your heart today and your life. Make your prayer to God known. And if you feel the desire to do so, make your prayer known to us as we go before the Lord with all our hearts. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we offer all these prayers and more and lay them at your feet, knowing that your love works in us and surrounds us for our healing, our spiritual healing. We offer to you this morning our praise and thanksgiving for all of the abundance that we have received. You have gathered us this morning from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, to be your people, called to this time and place. And like a loving parent, you have sustained us, sharing your love with us, satisfying our thirst, and filling our hunger with good things. Help us today, O Lord, to heed your call, that we might find deliverance through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray by saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
If you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to number 557, we'll sing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.
Scripture this morning is found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool! This very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God.' This is the word of God for the people of God."
Do you know people who major in giving advice? I'm at the stage in my life where I must have something stamped on my forehead because everybody wants to give me investment advice. And I should probably start listening to some of it. Because it is important to think about the future and make plans for your old age. It's never too soon to start that plan. And there's nothing wrong with hard work and nothing wrong with enjoying the fruits of your labor. We know that Jesus spent a lot of time eating and drinking with people and enjoying life. So why is this rich man in the parable we heard called a fool? There was one very important thing the rich man had not planned for, and that was his reckoning with God. But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" The rich man is a fool not because he is wealthy or because he saves for the future, but because, first of all, he appears to live only for himself, and more importantly, because he believes that he can secure his life with the abundance of his possessions. When the rich man talks in the parable, I hope you will notice that he talks only to himself. The only person he refers to is himself. He says, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops. I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.'" Well, the rich man's land had produced abundantly, and yet he expresses no sense of gratitude to God or to the workers who have helped him plant and harvest this bumper crop that he was fortunate enough to have. And he has more grain and goods than he could ever hope to use himself, yet seems to have no thought at all of sharing his abundance. No thought of what God might require of him. He is blind to the fact that his life is not his own to secure, that his life belongs to God and that God can demand it back at any time. He learns the hard way what the writer of Ecclesiastes realized, literally, that you can't take it with you. All that we work so hard for in life will end up in someone else's hands. And Ecclesiastes puts it, "Yet they will be the master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity." Ecclesiastes 2:19. Like the rich farmer, we are tempted to think that having large amounts of money and possessions stored up will keep us secure. Sooner or later, we too must learn the lesson that no amount of wealth or possessions can secure our lives. No amount of wealth can protect us from a genetically inherited disease. No amount of wealth can keep us from a tragic accident. No amount of wealth can keep our relationships healthy and our families from falling apart. In fact, as we heard at the beginning of the text, wealth and property can sometimes drive a wedge between family members, as the man who approached Jesus and wanted Jesus to tell his brother to give him his inheritance, to split the inheritance with him. So no amount of wealth can secure our lives with God. He repeatedly, Jesus, warns that wealth can get in the way of our relationship with God if we're not careful. He says, take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. It's about our priorities. It's about who and what is truly God in our lives. It's about how we invest our lives and the gifts that God has given us. It's about how our lives are fundamentally aligned toward ourselves and our passing desires, or toward God and our neighbor, toward God's mission to bless and redeem the world. A pastor friend of mine once said, I have heard many different regrets expressed by people at the end of life, which is a normal thing to do, looking back on your life. But I have never heard anyone say, I wish I hadn't given so much away. I wish I had kept more for myself. Death has a way of clarifying what really matters. The truth is, our lives and possessions are not our own. They belong to God. We are merely stewards of them for the time God has given us on this earth. But we rebel against this truth because we want to be in charge of our lives and our stuff. And don't you know it? We end up building bigger barns. But this truth is actually good news for us, my friends. Because all that we are and all that we have belongs to God. Our future is therefore secure beyond all measure. And Jesus tells us, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thanks be to God. Amen.
If you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to page 102, we'll sing Now Think We All Our God.
In whom
Everyone is invited to partake in our great covered dish meal. We want you to stay for this. And as usual, we will line up on this by this door so that we can go through the line in the kitchen and get our food. But I want to offer a prayer before we do. Will you bow your heads as we pray? God, in your mercy, we pray your blessing upon us as a people, and pray so much that this food bless us, that we are so grateful for. We have so much that you have given us. Help us always to live lives of gratitude. And give us, dear God, a measure of your service for the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.